Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of the Song School Show. My name's Peter, and I'm with my good friend and colleague,
Kevin. Thanks for having me, Peter.
That's good, Kevin. That delay, that little bit of lag, you know why that is, Kev?
Why is that?
Because we're like 150 miles apart, and this year, like so many of us, we're all over the country, we have done the Song School at the National Concert Hall online. That was a pause for dramatic music there. And this year, we have done our song school in the National Concert Hall online. Which is cool. And we've got a bunch of people here, and we're going to introduce them, and then they're going to introduce themselves, and then we're going to talk about the songs, and then we're going to hear the songs, and they're going to blow you away, because this has all been done with the exception of two guys who are in the same room. Everybody else has been in different places all over the country. They have collaborated. They've been creative. They've communicated. They have just kicked proverbial music backside. Is that a thing we can say? Yes, too late. I said it. Yeah. They can do that. And they've done it. And they've been awesome, haven't they?
They've been amazing. And like, yeah, just to reiterate, they've been on Zoom calls, Google Documents, and BandLab, basically, as Peter said, collaborating from different parts of the country. And it's been a really interesting experience and really awesome.
And they did not get one song, Kevin.
They got like five?
I was going to build it up. Yeah.
Oh, build it up. Okay. They got.
Pretend that didn't happen. They did not get one song, Kevin.
How many did they get, Peter?
They did not get two songs, Kevin.
No way.
This is going to take too long. Yeah, they got five songs, and they're killer, and they're really, really good, and they're very different. So, first up, let's go and meet a band, otherwise known as LED Light. And they are... Who's an LED Light?
Hello, I'm Dharma. I'm an LED Light.
Yo, I'm Leisha. I'm also an LED Light.
I'm Elsa. I'm also an LED Light.
Awesome.
I said light. I wasn't right when I said light. It should have been lights. And let's find out a little bit more about this song that you have written called Tunnel Vision. Tell us more, somebody.
It's about a friendship that didn't exactly work out. And it's just someone telling the audience about how the friendship didn't work out and how they're trying to find a new track to start a different friendship.
Okay, that's cool. And when you say track, there's a lot of kind of reference there to track. Is there a reason for that?
This song is written in the key of trains, actually.
I like it.
The key of trains. Okay, cool. And how did you find the experience? Because Elsa, you sing and you play piano, correct?
I sing a little bit. I play the piano. It's mostly classical music. So with pop music, I'm still a rookie. And I also play the viola.
Cool. And what about you, Leisha? What do you play?
I play some piano. I play some bass. A couple of types of ukulele, guitar, and I dabble a bit with a tambourine and an egg maker.
Excellent. And that was really cool. And you sang as well. Did you mention
that? I did.
Yes.
I'm also a vocalist.
Amazing. And songwriter. And you guys wrote two songs. We'll hear the first one now, and we'll hear the second song in a little bit. So...
Thank you. is running slow and I'm burning with frustration. I need to lose this tunnel vision. It's not just my intuition. I need to lose this tunnel vision. Our thoughts from a collision.
Called the A Team, and their song is What About Us.
My name's Ava.
My name's Kleena.
Okay, so the first question that I have is, knowing how the recording ended up in the end, what would you change?
I think next time maybe record, when recording the chorus, maybe have less vocals so it is more clear.
So the second question I have is, what sparked inspiration for the song?
It was kind of like the feeling of not having a voice as like the, like when you're in kind of your teenage years, like because you're still considered a child but supposed to act like an adult. So yeah.
And the third question that I have is, what's the biggest area related to your role in the recordings you're curious about and why?
When recording this, I wanted to get more used to BandLab as the app, and also recording audio, like the vocals, just to get better at that.
That's great. And the fourth and final question is, what advice would you give to someone if they're thinking of doing song school next year?
I'd say, like, jump right into it. Like, it was a bit slow on the first day because I think everyone was kind of still a little bit uncomfortable, but as soon as we got into it, like, so much started happening, we wrote so much more songs. So I just suggest to, like, jump into it from the get-go and then you'll get so much more done, you know.
That's great. Now let's hear the song. It's called What About Us.
Signaling the start of another helpless day.
kid, I don't deserve to be listened to. Why do I even leave my bed? And if I'm such a letdown, if I'm such a mess now, can you hear my scream for help? What about us? What about all the words left unsaid? What about all the screams and all the shots that's in my head? What about us? What about us? What about us? What about
us? Hello, I'm Dermot.
Hey, I'm Leisha.
Hello, I'm Elsa.
Our second song is called Gazing at the Stars.
Well, AM and I'm sitting on the roof. The cold night air around me feels so low. Looking at the stars to find Milky Way. Clear around me, really want this to stay. Gazing at the stars from Jupiter.
I'm Kleena.
And our second song is called Fable.
It's kind of about like the fairy tale of love and how a lot of the time it's kind of made seem better than it is, or better than or some people might kind of ruin your idea of love, basically. And betrayal, obviously.
Unclear, messes get made. Tell me, how do I breathe when you've cut off my air? I apologize for something I never did. Tuesday silent on your throne of lies, but I don't know you anymore. So when you leave, please close the door. 'Cause there was something in your eyes that night, written sky that night, as you wave goodbye with that empty smile. I know I laughed it off, but it broke my heart as you realized you couldn't fix this.
Love is a fable, a tale told for kids, about perfect first dates and that perfect first kiss. I'm tired of the lies that you told. Not be ever after for me, I suppose. But I don't need you anymore. Yeah, you'll regret walking out that door. 'Cause there was something in your eyes that night, written sky that night, as you waved goodbye with that empty smile. I know I laughed it off, but it broke my heart as you realized you couldn't fix this. When you decide you've had enough, don't come crying back to me. When you realize you're not good enough, don't bother calling me. 'Cause there was something in your eyes that night, written sky that night, to wave goodbye with that empty smile. I know I laughed it off, but it broke my heart as you realized you couldn't fix this. You still can't fix this.
Hi, I'm Cahill. I worked with Keelan on our song Journey, and here it is.
I walked the silent valley with sword and shield in hand. The harvest moon was rising across the sun scorched land. The seven winds were screaming. The sweat was on my brow. I could feel the world was changing, and I knew the time was now.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Roger, 0 day, and I feel fine.
Searching for an answer to a question never asked. Looking to complete a never-ending task. Along the ancient path, I follow the pilgrim's way, hiding in the shadows through the night and day.
Five songs, they were amazing. And for us, it was a new experience because we got to record songs online, write songs online, which we didn't quite know, to be honest, was entirely possible until it actually happened. But I was amazed. What about you, Kev?
Yeah, it really blew me away. I didn't think you'd get anything of the quality that we did or with the ease that we did. I'm not saying it was entirely easy that way through, but I certainly thought it was going to be a much more difficult experience than it was. So, but I think we had a great group of musicians and writers here as well who made it easy.
Yeah, absolutely. That was really enjoyable. And I hope for you guys, you can continue on doing your online collaborations and you'd be more comfortable in doing it. You know a little bit more about the technology. But just to have the confidence to know that you don't have to just write in your bedroom, you can collaborate and make amazing music with your friends, even during lockdown, post-lockdown, whatever. But it's been fantastic. Thank you so much, as always, to the National Concert Hall. We will catch you later.